We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. I love that. All right, live exclusive interview here with two people from ECM Energy Services. Full disclosure, I love these people. I love this company. Alex, we'll talk during the break. But all kidding aside, they're also clients of Dimitri 2020 LLC. They are advertisers, and they are offering you incredible, not just jobs, not just gigs, as nice as that is, but actually incredible careers. We've got James Kyler here, who really likes Penn State football, but he's still a nice guy in spite of all this. Are you from Waynesburg? No, you're from Wayne.
Originally from Clearfield, PA, but okay. Now I live in Waynesburg, PA.
Okay, and James Kyler, and also Riley McAnders, also from Waynesburg. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. This whole Waynesburg vibe here. You can just feel it. You can just sense it. It fills the room with Yellow Jackets or Hornets or whatever that Waynesburg thing is. I don't know, what the hell do I know about this stuff? Anyway, so we talked a bit about drivers, and we'll get to the money is insane, and the benefits are absolutely insane. And for the longest time, I must tell you, in doing talk radio here and all that, one of the big complaints that I've always heard from people is no good jobs here. No good jobs. Pay is low. The jobs suck. We got to move out. Got to help, keep my family going and provide for them, and limited opportunities here. This fracking and the pipelining and all that has changed everything, and especially drivers. You don't need a college degree.
No.
To be a driver. I mean, the money is insane, but also great benefits as well. And it's not just for drivers, but also for traffic controllers. So, Riley McAndrews, a little bit about you. You're originally from Waynesburg?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, grew up there. Yep.
All right, great. And you have this dog.
I do.
Macaroni.
Macaroni, yep.
Who is this small, annoying little beast.
Yep.
But he's under the weather right now.
He is.
Okay,
he
that's
is.
Why you did not bring him here today.
Yes, or all else right. He would have been a surprise guest.
Yes, he would have. Is he housebroken, by the way?
Oh, most of the time. 99%.
And we know that 1%, though, if she would have brought him here today, it would have been that 1%.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You would have cleaned up, too,
yes.
By the way. So tell me about, I know air traffic controllers. I watch a lot of these disaster documentaries about planes going down and air traffic control, this, that, and the other. But there's also ground traffic control, and traffic control in not just your industry, but really trucking overall and construction and all that. Yep. And a lot of people don't even know what that is and why that can be such a great, not only job, but a great career. So tell me about traffic control. And can I be a traffic controller?
Yes, anybody can be a traffic controller. You obviously don't really have to have any too crazy qualifications. You just have to be,
that's
you
me.
Know. Yeah, yeah.
that's me. Okay, I'm right there.
Yeah, you don't need a college degree or anything like that.
Right.
I think people don't take it as seriously as they should. It's a pretty, serious job.
Tell me how serious it is and what people have to do.
I mean, I
me.
Don't want
to. What would I have to do? Walk me through this.
So there's a few different branches in it. There's people on the well pads, kind of directing the trucks in and out, calling out which vehicles are coming in, making sure a lot of the roads are narrow. So making sure that people aren't hitting head on. Our trucks are huge, vehicles, things like that. Personally been out there, and it can get a little sketchy out there for sure. So
dangerous.
It's super dangerous, actually. Yeah. People don't realize the nature of it for sure. And I didn't either until I got into the traffic control industry how serious it really is, and how important of a job it is. There's been some close calls that I've, you know, been around.
What have you seen, the close calls? Because people, to help the listener understand, this isn't just some guy holding a flag.
Yeah.
You know, this is serious, serious stuff for serious, serious people who want to protect other human beings, save lives, and keep them safe. This is a really responsible position. So what have you seen?
Been on a few locations, you know, that people are coming around bends and there's, you know, cars coming head on. If someone's not calling the, you know, vehicle, two cars can meet in the middle head on a one lane, you know, closure, or on pad, you know, a big truck can, you know, meet another truck. And then
what have you seen? You know, have you seen any wrecks?
I've seen a very close call.
What was it?
Very close. Two cars meeting around a curve on a lane closure. About hit head on, not with us, not with my previous company, just being out and driving around and kind of making more note of it now that I'm a part of it. Very close call. About slammed into each other, but we're able to kind of stop it. But that's one of those things. I mean, it was.
How do you teach someone, like, which vehicle, which Peterbilt 589 has the right of way, or which other brine truck, or this, that, or the other? Because it's like, it seemed to me, I mean, look, I'm a talk host, I can barely remember to turn on a microphone, but it would seem to me that you've got a lot of moving parts here. It's really challenging and really stimulating.
Yeah, it's definitely can be intense for sure. A lot of communication, CB radios, walkie-talkies, things like that, to just make sure that everybody's calling in and out the vehicle, so they kind of do a little description of what the vehicle is. If it's a, you know, a water bottle truck, big truck, or, you know, a sandbox or something like that, or just a regular vehicle that's coming off and on pad, or even on the roadways, you know, with the roadside, you know, side of traffic control, just basically communication back and forth, you know, last car through.
Special jargon that you use? Special jargon, special slow things?
Yeah, a little bit. What? Like bottles, like we call the water truck bottles.
Bottles.
Bottles,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the sandboxes. Sand.
Four-wheeler.
Four-wheeler?
Yep, like a regular vehicle.
Just a regular, like a truck or a car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They know all the lingo. They go through 2 days worth of orientation with us, get all their certifications that they need, and then they go out in the field and train with, you know, everybody in the, you know, real atmosphere. So.
Okay, what is the big secret to being a really good ground traffic controller?
I'd say the secret is probably patience and listening.
Listening
is huge.
Why listening?
You have to be able to listen to everybody around you, listen to what's going on, listen to your, you know, coworkers directing what, you know, what's coming off and on pad. There might be chaos. There might be an accident or a fire or something that's going on that, you know, the traffic control is kind of in charge of getting everybody to and from their location safely.
Well, it would seem to me that it would be an ideal job for people who typically get a bad rap, and that is people who are control freaks. People who really are control freaks, and they, you know, they can drive you nuts. I mean, you date with a control freak, and oh my God, your head's ready to explode. This, that, and the other, or you're married to one, or what? I'm not, but I mean, I'm just saying if you were. But I would think, and I'm dead serious about this. I'm not goofing around. That if you could find or let control freaks know about this job, this would be like in their sweet spot.
Yeah.
This would be exactly what, you know, instead of everybody saying, you're a control freak, you gotta, it's like, yes, we want control freaks here.
Yeah.
So you can control all the traffic to save lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, now how do we reach control freaks? How do we do that?
I've been trying to figure it out. I'll let you know.
All right. If you happen to be a control freak, and we're actually dead serious about this, you've got a great gig here. You've got a great career here. You really do. And the benefits are insane. The benefits are insane with your company. And
yeah.
Like what?
All positions. I mean, the overtime opportunities are huge. I mean, they're getting all the overtime they could probably want and need. You know, we do overtime after 40, so time and a half after 40 for our drivers and our traffic control. So mm-hmm.
Is it a 5-day a week job, 6-day a week, or 12 4-hour days, or what?
So our drivers work 5 days on, 2 days off, five days on, 3 days off, and that third day is an on-call day. You know, more money if you show up, more overtime, you know, that kind of thing. So there's definitely lots of benefits. It's traffic control. they kind of can work as much as they, you know, as really as they want. The overtime is there if they want it.
Paid time off.
Paid time off, yep.
Insurance.
Okay, what's the biggest problem being in traffic control? Because you got to give both sides here for my listeners.
Yeah.
What is the biggest problem? Do all the vehicles respect them? Do some ignore them? Do some give them the fingers they drive by? Whenever I drive by one of these control people, I wave, I smile.
Yeah.
I just think it's a nice thing. Most of them ignore me. But every once in a while, they smile and wave back. And I'm thinking, I made somebody's life a little bit better for a few nanoseconds. It's not much. But I've made life a little bit better for one person for a few seconds. What the hell? You know, what are the big problems?
I mean, I think that's definitely a thing. I mean, people not paying attention, people on their phones, people not respecting the position, which, you know, I'm guilty of not respecting it, just not fully understanding the severity and importance of the job until, you know, I was in the industry itself. A lot of people don't pay attention. A lot of people are angry because they're running late for work or whatever else.
Yeah, that's right. And you got to stop them because there's a brine truck coming.
It's
and
not their fault, you know?
Well, exactly. If the brine truck hits them, they'll really be late for work.
Exactly, then. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I think that people...
Can you give them tickets? Tickets, like police officers, traffic, anything like that?
No, you can't give them tickets. Just severe disappointment, I guess. But
jeez.
Just a
you really
glare.
Disappointed me. No. Well, for you, that could be devastating.
It could be.
Goodness, I'm sure you give that look to Macaroni. That poor dog just wants to just go.
About 3:30 this morning, I was giving him that look, yes.
Oh, no.
But,
oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
It's a tough job. I think people don't, you know, realize it's long days.
Is there any hope for advancement with that type of job in ECM Energy Services? Live exclusive interview, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They, you know, they do get raises every 6 months and they, you know, have the opportunity to become crew leads or foreman, things like that. You know, the industry, as James was saying, is constantly growing.
And they can be pilots.
Yeah, they can be pilots. They can
not like airplane pilots, but you've got these neat trucks. Yep. Tell me about these trucks, James.
Yeah, so I mean, you got heavy hauls running down the highway. The pilots, they're going to be in. Well, essentially, everything's brand new right now. So we just bought,
F-150s.
An additional six F-150s and an additional five or six. Ford Rangers. They're fully outfitted with the communication, and again, they're going to be piloting these heavy hauls, whether that's a swimming pool or an oversized excavator or something of that nature.
So are they driving the F-150s? Also, was it Tacomas? Or
Tacomas? Yeah, we have a lot of new Tacomas as well.
All right, and are they in the truck or are they in a car ahead of time with that big high?
Yes, that's it.
Pole thing.
That's it. You got one in the front, one in the rear, communicating it, essentially piloting that vehicle to its destination.
Yep. How hard is that?
It can be very strenuous.
Why?
Because
it would seem to me. I'm an idiot, and I'm just driving. It's like, how hard can this be? So, what is so strenuous about that?
That oversized load. Essentially, we've seen them, right? They take up a little bit of that second lane.
Yeah.
So they got to be aware of what's in front of them, what's behind them. You know, aim high in your view. You know, so looking in that rear view mirror, looking back, making sure that they have that strong communication with two individuals behind them, or if you're in the rear, having a strong communication with the two individuals in front of you. So there's a huge opportunity there. You know, it's a very rewarding at the end of the day when you get to that destination. Mm-hmm. And you get to do that from the leisure of these new assets.
Do you ever have those heavy loads? Like sometimes with ODOT, they're moving around. Heavy loads, like massive, gigantic. I don't know how they even fit them on the trucks and how they move. I mean, just incredibly massive. Do you ever deal with that?
I'm sure they have. I mean,
yeah, not as much as, you know, more oil and gas related, but they do. Yeah, kind of everything that's large that can be hauled.
Okay. Gotta,
yeah.
All right. Great. Yeah. More with a very special guest, James Kyler and Riley McAndrews. James, what's your official title, please? It's not a trick question. Oh my God, no. He's blanking out. Let's start with Riley. Riley, what is your official title?
I am the recruiter for the drivers.
See how easy that was?
No, I don't.
I'm the recruiter.
I am okay. The recruiter.
James.
I was area operations manager.
Wasn't that hard.
I mean, he wears a lot of hats, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Don't cover for him.
He does.
Nice recoveries. He's good at the recoveries.
Team player.
No question about it.
I spend a lot of time with my team. Team of drivers. I met them.
We brought over the cookies from the Fat Apple. Whitney whipped up some special. Well, Whitney is wonderful at the Fat Apple. Jesus, this woman is just the best. We made special cookies for ECM Energy Services, and I met a lot of the drivers, and it was great.
Yeah,
it was absolutely great.
They're. I've got a great core group of individuals.
I know you've got to say that because you're on the air and the boss. No. Alex is listening, so we'll find out what's really going on during this commercial break. Stay tuned. More with ECM Energy Services. If you want a great career, here it is.